Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Friday, August 7th, 2020. Welcome to episode 151 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Welcome back. According to Ken's Day of the Week themes from last year, today is Friends and Family Friday, the day to talk about things you have been doing with your friends and family lately. Last Saturday, I saw some of my friends from the local informal writers group for the first time since probably February or March. That was super awesome. We moved our previous get-together to a set of outdoor picnic tables at a park, and I think that worked really well. Of course, it would have worked even better if we hadn't gotten rained on. It was my sister's birthday last week, and I gave her some money which she is using to fund her bread baking hobby. Yes, she's one of the many newcomers to it in the past 5 months. She said she would chip me a loaf of rosemary bread, so I should be getting that sometime soon. Also, it came up in my Facebook memories on Thursday the 6th, that it has now been 2 years since one of my local friends started looking for a home for a stray cat that they'd taken in. In December 2018, I was the one to give her that home. Her name is Shuri, after the Princess of Wakanda from Black Panther, and I'm so, so grateful to have her companionship, especially now. Now on to my Nebraska tourism segment for today. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 7 of 35. My 13th and 14th stops on my tour were Brewery 719 and Hudson Meng Education and Research Center. Brewery 719 was my second e-stamp stop on the night of Tuesday, July 7th. It was about 7:45 on a Tuesday night, and they are only open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But I still got my e-stamp there. E-stamps worked fine in Alliance, which I believe is an improvement over past years, when they didn't work very well or at all. In some parts of rural Nebraska where there's no Sprint data coverage, I've been having much better luck this year and last year. According to the trivia in the app, they named it Brewery 719 because a locomotive with the number 719 was parked nearby. Also, they managed to get a picture for the passport booklet with a rainbow above the building, which is pretty cool. I wish I could have seen what it looked like inside, but I couldn't. My 14th stop that I visited, sort of, was Hudson Meng Education and Research Center, which is another
paleontological dig site.
A little like the Ashfall fossil beds, only they're bison fossils, so they're a lot more recent. This was the only one so far that I've had to take selfies. I couldn't get e-stamps to work because I had no data, and the app keeps logging me out, so I couldn't log back in, so I couldn't get an e-stamp. But I took a whole bunch of selfies, including one with the clearly readable sign, which worked fine at Bessie National Forest a few years ago. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't work this year. To get that second one was about 30 minutes each way driving on gravel roads, which is absolutely no fun at all. But I really want that 100% completion.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.